Okay, this presentation is actually something that was developed last year here at the Finn Conference. That was an idea of mine through being able to collaborate and talk to people from various states. As everybody's, you know, talked about, a lot of states have jurisdictions within their state. We have it with New York State and New York City, where we currently, all the data comes into New York State and we filter the data down to New York City for their jurisdiction. So we took that a little step farther and said, with all the cross traffic that we get from bordering states, why not work with the bordering states to filter those reports that come to New York back out to them? So that's where this comes in. A little bit of a background here just tells you about the New York State ELR system. We're in our eighth year of operation right now. Currently, what's reportable for New York State that we get electronically, everything from general communicables all the way through cancer and congenital malformations, birth defects. What we're doing with the neighboring states is primarily communicable diseases, STDs, TB, and we are starting to get into the lead and heavy metals realm. More background, currently we've got data coming in for over 420 facilities nationwide. Facilities in over 24 states submitting to us. Number of states submitting non-New York residents to us. We've got 146. Most of them are in the New York State area. Of those ones, the majority are in the New York City area, which is where the big pickup from the neighboring Connecticut, New Jersey, Pennsylvania comes from. So last year when I was looking at this, I went in to say, you know, how many reports do we actually get? And as you can see, over the past 3 years, we've doubled every single year as we've brought more labs on board. And the top five states, four of the top five actually border New York. Florida, we get a lot of the snowbirds going back and forth from the winter to the summer. So they fall in as a high one as well. So last year, during the Finn Conference, I actually talked to a couple my partners down in Pennsylvania about working with them, and we actually went along and started talking with it here and then picked up after the conference was over. We are able to create HL7 test files using HL7231 for them. They granted us access to their ELR system, manual file uploads, not automated FTP. And everything was going well. They had approved our file, you know, a little back and forth on everything as far as what we needed to fix. And, you know, they have some tweaks that they take for HL7 that we don't take. They have some diseases that that they need that we don't need, and vice versa. The biggest problem that we faced was our security for New York State would not allow us to fully get to their website, and it's issues that we're still going through. It's the way that the Pennsylvania system is built. Our security won't allow us full access to it. So unfortunately, that's still on hold. We are working with our security to get around it and hope to get back to Pennsylvania in the near future. So after we started talking with Pennsylvania, we moved on and called New Jersey, because that's where the majority of us. And they were really responsive. They wanted to work with us. So we started last year right around Christmas time. We developed the test files beginning of the year and had some give and take with the test files that we were sending. Same thing we went through with New Jersey. In June of this year, we got our secure FTP tunnel set up with them so that we can automate the transmissions. And everything's been going well. They actually create an HL7 file for New York State as well, although currently their volume's not as high. They're not as far along with the labs, but they are expecting more data coming in as they progress. And we've been having very, very good success with that. Simi's here. She can acknowledge that as well, that we've been doing very well with that. Also, in 2009, we started with Ohio just off a whim. They had called me for some questions, so I had asked them as well about doing it. And since we had already had the experience with New Jersey as far as setting up the FTP tunnel and that stuff, we marched right along with Ohio, went through the same issues. You know, they wanted different things with their file that New Jersey and or Pennsylvania didn't want. But that went pretty well, and we're automatically sending them data as well. Not quite as high volume, but we are sending them data. Issues and problems that we've had, and I've said them so far, we've had security issues on our side getting out of our firewall to get the proper data. Because of third-party involvement, mainly our security on other sides, the timeliness of getting this done has dragged. I mean, it's been a year, and we still haven't done anything fully with Pennsylvania due to these issues. And it took us 9 months to get New Jersey fully up and running so that we can get them data. The third bullet, lack of disease coding information when creating HL7. This mainly comes from our side. We accept data in multiple formats. We have manual data entry screens. And in light of this, we don't always get Lynx Nomad codes into our system. We get some local codes. We get our own local codes that we make up because of our manual data entry. So it's a New York State specific local code that we developed. So when we're sending that data out, we're getting responses back saying we can't interpret this. You need to modify this, you know. So that's been a big issue as far as the back and forth and getting that done. And some other states can't process some of our data because, as we all know, we don't always get the information from the labs. Therefore, it's hard for us to pass it on to the other states. And therefore, they can't process it because it's might be required by them to do full investigations, and we just don't have the data. Lessons learned, and I see some lab. Carmen's laughing already. After doing all this, I can fully say that I know how the labs feel. Working with three different states and only three different states, we've had to modify one HL7 file three times based on what those facilities or those jurisdictions require. And it's a lot of work. Each state has its own way of accepting data. Some do it manual. We have two different secure FTP tunnels that we had to set up to do it. So it's been a challenge. And I can say that I'm humbled. I've expressed this out to the group before that I know the labs have a hard time doing all this, and, you know, at least in New York State now, we know that, yeah, it's a tough one. So, and we're trying to do it, and, you know, we're trying our best as well. What's next for us? Like I said, we're looking to resolve our issues with Pennsylvania and be getting back on track with them. We actually started talking with Florida, and we're trying to work on getting the FTP tunnel set up with them as well. Haven't sent them any test files yet. They want to wait until the tunnel gets set up to do it that way. And then set up communications with at least the rest of the bordering states from New York. We have had some brief conversations with some of those states, so we are moving forward with that. And keeping it short, any questions? No. Actually, none of the states that we are working with right now use FinMS. They have their own secure FTP tunnels.
And are you going to be using Integration Broker?
No, we developed the HL7 ourselves. Anybody else? Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, David, and we want to thank all our presenters for the information exchange presentations. So if there are no more questions, I'm going to thank you for coming to this session and get out early. So thanks.